former Michigan State Superintendent of Schools. He is a consultant and an expert when it comes to business and Chinese relations and education and how we deal with China and how China has been so aggressive in trying to lead the world when it comes to business. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning. A wonderful weekend and a great MSU game.
Yeah, did you watch that game, Tom?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, as a Sparty myself, you can't feel but wonderful when you can win a game like that.
I still am trying to find my voice from that. It was much fun being there, that's for sure. You recently wrote a piece talking about our nation needing leaders to represent the people. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think what we're seeing, Tony, is a tremendous sense of angst of where we're going as a country today, whether it's the Tea Party, kind of on the right, or the OWS, the Occupy Wall Street, coming from the left. You know, people get down when they lose their job. They get down when they lose their house. But what I'm hearing right now is a sense of a loss of hope that people are feeling when jobs aren't coming back and people are unable to get up on that rung of the American dream, on that ladder of the American dream.
Well, there seems to be a couple of challenges there. First, I wanted to address a challenge I saw in the Wall Street Journal this morning. There's a story why companies aren't getting the employees that they need. And it was a menagerie of reasons. U.S. companies report difficulty in filling jobs. Employers blame prospects' lack of hard job skills and technical skills. Companies cite candidates' lack of experience. Companies blame lack of business knowledge or formal qualifications. And companies are increasing staff training and development. So basically, we have jobs and we have obviously a high unemployment rate. So you'd think you'd have people to fill those jobs. But either folks don't have the whatever it is they need to get out and get retrained and get these jobs, or they're not trying, and that's a huge challenge.
It is, and as we move forward in the 21st century, talent is going to be the commodity that's going to matter. And we have a mismatch, as you've just indicated, between the skills that the employers are looking for and the skills that a number of workers have. And that's why we need to step up our game, whether it's preschool education, K-12, workforce development training, to make sure that we're providing the skills, training, and ability for people, you know, not only to survive, but hopefully thrive in this 21st century knowledge economy.
In your piece that was in the Lansing State Journal yesterday, you talk about how nearly one in five Americans is unemployed or looking for something better, something that pays a livable wage. But the one thing, what can you do, and this is a social issue, what can you do to motivate people to better themselves if they don't do it on their own?
Well, they certainly need the motivation because very little is given to you in this life, and we're seeing the tough decisions that are being made by the governor and the legislature, cutting back on social benefits that the state is providing. We have the super committee of Congress right now taking a look at ways to reduce the nation's deficit. We're going to have to not think that we can continue to do business, whether it's an individual, a city, a state, or a nation, in the same way, given the fact that the world has changed in significant ways. We're all going to have to adapt and recalibrate to these new changes that are happening globally, statewide, and locally.
Well, a couple of other points that you make. One is that we're told the recession is over, but the jobs have not returned. Tom, do you see those blue or white-collar jobs coming back? I hear people talking about jobs, especially in the Congress, but here in the state, our legislators are having the challenges putting business into a position to create more jobs. The businesses that seem to have cash on hand are holding on to it because they don't know what's going to happen with the economy.
Well, certainly we would love to see, you know, big employers create big jobs, but I think that people are sitting back waiting for General Motors to gear up again, or Ford or Chrysler or the like. They're going to be waiting a long time. we're going to have to be all responsible for creating our own employment. A lot of us are going to have to be more and more entrepreneurs ourselves. You know, I've had probably 5 or 6 different careers, and I think that's going to be the trend moving forward. Some people, we talk about having a career ladder, starting out and climbing straight up. My career, and I think in the future, it's going to be more of a career rock climb. People moving from one position to the next, recreating themselves constantly in order to stay employed.
You write that Barack Obama, when he was running for president 4 years ago, his theme line was change you can believe in. And you write perhaps he or the opposition this time can adopt the slogan, vote for me, I plan on being very unreasonable. What do you mean by that?
Well, it was George Bernard Shaw in a 1903 play talked about that all progress comes from the unreasonable man, not the reasonable man, that the person that's trying to adapt the world to himself, and that's what it's going to take. If we sit back and continue to look in the rearview mirror and assume that our past is going to be a guarantee of our future, we're not going to get there. So we're going to have to be unreasonable about what our expectations, our demands are, and not think that past success guarantees future success moving forward.
You can go to lsj.com to read Tom's piece in yesterday's Lansing State Journal. Tom, as always, thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.